You see, this is a cagey question, because you never know if you have a price picture or not. But because when you shoot, nearly every picture is the same to you. And the price picture is born in the imagination of editors and public who sees them. I had once one picture which was appreciated much more than the other ones, and I certainly did not know when I shot it that it was a specially good picture. It happened in Spain. Was very much at the beginning of my career as a photographer and very much at the beginning of the Spanish Civil War. And war was kind of romantic, if you can see anything like that.
No, I can't.
It was there because it was in Andalusia and those people were very green. They were not soldiers and they were dying every minute with great gestures and they figured that was really for liberty and the right kind of fight. They were enthused. And I was there in the trench with about 20 milicianos, and those 20 milicianos had 20 old rifles. And on the other hill facing us was a Franco machine gun. So my milicianos been shooting in the direction of that machine gun for 5 minutes and then stood up and said, "Vamonos," and get out from the trench and began to go after that machine gun. Sure enough, the machine gun opened up and moved them down. So what was left of them came back and again take pot shots in the direction of the machine gun, which certainly was clever enough not to answer. And after 5 minutes again, I said, "Vamonos," and I got moved on again. This thing repeated itself about 3 or 4 times. So the fourth time, I just kind of put my camera above my head and even didn't look and clicked a picture when they moved over the trench. And that was all. I didn't develop my pictures there, and I sent my pictures back with a lot of other pictures that I took. I stayed in Spain for 3 months, and when I came back, I was a very famous photographer because that camera which I hold above my head just caught a man at the moment when he was shot.
So that was a great picture.
That was probably the best picture I ever took. I never saw the picture in the frame because the camera was far above my head.
Of course, there's one condition that you've got to create yourself in order to get a lucky picture like that. You've got to spend a lot of time in trenches.
Yeah, this habit I would like to lose.
Yeah, I remember seeing you after you'd spent a lot of time in trenches in 2 or 3 ends of the last war, and somehow you never managed to lose the habit for very long.
I won't lose the habit. I hope that other people will lose the habit to create those trenches.
Yeah, I know what you mean.